Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, I know how I would answer this question, but I want to hear how you would answer it. But sticking with that analogy of the old cafeteria plate with the different segments, and not that I relate to it at all, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Not. I really do. But what does it look like for the life that God intended for these things to all spill in? What does it look like for life to spill out of the compartments that we've put it in? What does it look like for life to spill, the life that God intended, into our fun, into our recreation, into our work, into our dreams, even into our heartbreak? What does that look like, and why does it matter?
Great question. It's, you know, Jesus in John 17 really defines eternal life. He says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you. So there's intimacy. That's the life. That is the same life Jesus is talking about in John 10. John 10:10, he says, I've come that you might have life. It's not, that life is different from eternal life. It's all eternal life. Eternal life begins the moment that I trust Christ. Jesus says that very clearly in John chapter 5, verse 24. When I believe, I move from this realm of death to life. So understanding that eternal life begins the moment that I believe. Secondly, that eternal life is meant to therefore be experienced in all of my life. And third, understanding that eternal life is intimacy and relationship with God, there's something about me learning to relate with Him. And, okay, you stuck with my cafeteria plates. I'm sticking with belly laughs and cliff jumping. I needed that on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So it's in the midst of belly laughs and cliff jumping, am I relating and enjoying my intimacy with God in the midst of colds,
yeah,
and sickness, in the midst of heartbreak? What does it mean to relate with God in those moments? The gospel, it should not just change my schedule on a Sunday morning, but it should change the way I do the dishes, I mow the lawn, I do dinner with my friends, I watch a play. It should change the way that I applaud at a concert. It should change the way that I cheer at a ball game. And I'm not just using those phrases. We can go back through a couple of them, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. But it's an all of life saying, you know what, in the midst of this, the gospel matters.
Indeed.
In the midst of this particular experience, the gospel matters.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.